A narcissist's relationship with their phone is as toxic as the relationship with you or other people. They use their phone as a portal to gather massive supply by projecting this image out of the world. This image that is quite fake, and nobody truly gets to know or experience the real person behind the screen. Nobody knows the person behind these sweet, spiritual, or charming messages. That is what we are going to explore in depth today. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, and in this video, we are going to know 7 phone-related weird habits of a narcissist. If that sounds interesting, please make sure that you are subscribed to this channel by pressing the subscribe button, and please stay updated by pressing the bell icon as well. Also, make sure that you subscribe and follow if you're listening to this episode on a podcast channel. Let's get started. Number one, they take their phone everywhere. A narcissist has to be in control of the situation. Therefore, they have to be in control of what is going on and who has access to the information related to them. Everything they do online is in the phone. So if they place it anywhere without their presence near it, they would be sorted out. You would know what they're up to. You probably might search their phone and know exactly what they are doing. So they take this thing to every place they go. It doesn't matter where they are, who they are with, what they are doing, their phone would be there with them. That is a given. They could be in the shower, taking the shower, but they would place the phone on the shelf. They would be in the washroom using the toilet, and it would be still there with them, and they would be spending hours there because that is the place where they do stuff. They would be talking with someone, they would be out there, but their constant focus would be on the phone, what is popping up on their phone, or if they need to turn it upside down, or if they need to put it in the pocket. They are addicted to their phone. The matter of fact is that this thing is not a device for them, it is their extension, because it is the source of supply from them. It is the point where they get in touch with the other parts of the world, with people quite distant, and get supply from them without having to put in a lot of effort. So that is what they do with the phone. They carry it with them everywhere they go. Number two, despite being with you, they have multiple profiles on multiple dating sites. Of course, as I explained in the point number one, they have to have this constant source of supply, and you are not enough. Having these multiple dating profiles on different dating sites, they are able to target different countries, therefore different men and women, and getting this surplus supply, and it is available readily whenever they want to. They use it as a source to fill their void, their emptiness. When you can't give it to them, when they are having a conflict with you, when they are avoiding you, punishing you, they don't care. They just have this phone. They have it ready, and they have these secret dating profiles that they can log into and finally get in touch with these people who are available 24/7. This is what enables their narcissism and also keeps sustaining it. Having these multiple dating profiles also helps them to cheat on you, to find different men and women and keep constantly rotating. They don't have to have these people they kind of see in person. They can have these virtual people, personalities, sorted out, and they are constantly in touch and use them whenever they want. Number three, and quite peculiar, they have these separate PayPal or other bank accounts they use to hide or conceal their financial activity from sites like Tinder and OnlyFans. It proves the point number one and two, of course, it's a continuation. They use these financial accounts only for the specific purpose to pay for stuff like paid virtual sex, paid virtual things, I don't know, whatever is possible, whatever you know of. They hide these financial activities through having these discreet and secret financial accounts so that you do not know about them. You might see a transaction here and there, but you would not know exactly what it is, because quite often these websites do not show up with their name on your credit card statement. Before we move to the number four, what weird phone-related habit did you see in the narcissist that you were with? Drop your experiences in the comments below and help other survivors feel validated. Number four, they have an extensive collection of pornography and have multiple social media accounts with different names and no profile pictures. They use these profiles to stalk their previous supply, and they use it to stalk you as well. They monitor your activity, they monitor the activity of the people they were with, and they use these accounts to hoover. They have these extensive social media accounts also to get supply, also to be hidden, also to kind of hide behind these different profiles, because again, nobody can guess who this person is. Nobody can guess who this person is following and why they're following if they have kept their account private. They use social media heavily, not only to get massive supply, but also to project an image out there that is not real. So they kind of establish this authority, but it is all fake. Talking about pornography, some of them are addicted to it, and more so they have their special categories that they are addicted to, that they like to watch more than others. So they have this collection in their devices, in their phone, that they can readily get access to and basically use it to degrade you. Use it to demoralize you. Use it to satisfy their never-ending thirst for supply. Number five, they have these apps for new phone numbers so that they can contact their old supply who have blocked them. They have these apps that can get them foreign numbers so that they can stalk you, they can stalk their old supplies and hoover them. Because again, if you are getting a call from a foreign number, either it can make you too curious about what is this, or you may completely block it. There's a chance, probably 1 in 100, that you might pick up the call, and then they can start the cycle again. Also, they use these numbers to keep their affairs hidden, to keep their matters hidden. They also use these numbers to do fraudulent activities in some cases as well. They are quite calculated when it comes to how to operate in the world and to gather supply. They use these numbers to also use to stalk you, to get into your devices, to put them in your devices so that they can get access whenever they want to. They also attach these numbers with your social media accounts, maybe without you knowing, to get access when they want to again. Number six, they might stay in the bathroom for a long time with their phone, spending hours there, and then bringing up the excuses like, I was doing office work, or I was indulged in this, that, and the other. But that is the place, as I mentioned earlier, to get into their harem of supplies and get a lot of it to probably either masturbate or do something that gives them supply. That is used for supply. It is never about the office work. It's never about anything that is not related to cheating, that is not related to stalking, that is not related to hoovering, that is not related to sexting, that is not related to the overuse of pornography or addiction to something like that. They stay there, do the stuff, and then come out after a long time, making you confused what the hell was going on in there. Number seven and the last one. They turn off all the notifications on their phone so that nothing is displayed in there, so that you do not know what apps they're using, what is going on in there, what's happening. And they do this more so to hide that extramarital affair they're having. They are quite secret. They're quite planned. And they keep it under heavy passwords and heavy app locks just to make sure that you do not know what they are interacting with, who they are interacting with, what their online activity looks like. Think of their phone as like this treasure. There is a lot in there that you can find, but they do not give you access to it. In short and in a nutshell, their relationship with the phone, with the smart device, is quite toxic, quite dysfunctional, and it enables their narcissism. In many cases, it becomes an extension of the narcissist, because that becomes the only source they can gather this supply from. That was it for today. I hope you found this episode useful. If you did, let me know in the comments, and I'll see you very soon in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin.